Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Just for a Podcast, a High School Musical, the Musical, the Series podcast, hosted by me, Ivy.
And me, Lauren.
We have so much to catch up on from the 2 days since we last recorded.
Last 2 days. What have you done?
I got pulled over today on my way home.
Oh.
Because what'd my you do? Tags. Speed? No. My freaking tags are 3 days expired and we haven't gotten the new sticker in the mail yet.
Oh, did they let you go?
Yeah, because we've gone to the BMV and paid for them. They just haven't come in the mail yet.
But you're
I was like, okay, this man is, like, the cop was really just trying to meet a freaking quota or something. Because I was like, you pulled me over for 3 day expired tags.
That's annoying.
I was literally, like, pulling up on the street, pulling up to this four-way stop, and he was sitting in front of a house at the four-way stop, and I literally pulled up right next to this cop car, turned and looked the man in the eyes, and then went to proceed driving, and then I see him pull out behind me and put his lights on and pull me over the second I was leaving the stop sign, and I was like, what?
Oh my God.
What did I do?
No.
Yeah, and he was, like, trying to be, like, slick about it, too, and, like, so condescending whenever he was, like, do you know your tags are expired? At first I said no, and then I was, like, oh, yes, like, my mom, like, just went to the BMV and, like, renewed all of our tags. Like, she just did it. I guess they, like, haven't come yet or something. He was, like, well, why don't you give me your license and registration and we'll see.
Oh, my gosh.
And annoying. I was, like, okay. I was like, you can literally see that the tag says May 14th on it, and today is May 17th. Like, and so he did his little walkie-talkie to whoever in front of me, and they were like, yeah, it's valid. I was like,
You think I'm a liar?
Told you.
I should have been packing these past 2 days, but I have not. I have to leave my house in 10 hours for the airport, and yep, nothing has been done.
Are you going somewhere before Florida or just straight to Florida?
Just straight.
I'm so jealous.
But my best friends got engaged. Look at this ring. It's huge.
Oh my God. You can't even.
Hold on. It's 3 carats. Insane.
Jesus.
But they've been together for 12 years, so I think that grants a...
Oh, it's deserving. Of that. It's deserved.
Yes. They're in Japan, so they woke all of us
Yay.
Up super early. But it's worth it. I'll show you the
photo
later.
That's so cute.
I know.
Love that.
But yeah, that's pretty much... We can't really catch up for 2 days.
Yeah, we're recording early today. You want to say why?
Yes. It's Bestie Nadine's birthday trip, so we are going to, or I am going to Florida all of next week, and I won't be back in time to record, because I come back Friday, which is the day we post.
No, we, just Lauren.
I meant we as in, like, me, Danny, Nadine.
We as in not me. That's what she meant.
I really need to pack. Like, as soon as we're done, I need to seriously get it together.
I'm gonna act like I'm not jealous.
We do need to plan our food and wine trip, though.
We really do. And we need to figure out dates to tell Issa.
I know, if she even can. Fingers crossed, everyone.
I know, that's why we need to figure out dates. I need to scan these Polaroids so that you and Alondra have copies of them.
Yes, I need a copy.
I just saw them sitting next to my desk. Okay, what are we talking about this week, Lauren?
We are covering episode 4 of School Spirits, titled Ghoul Intentions.
It's like Cruel Intentions. That's the movie for the week.
I recently watched that movie with my mom.
I've never seen it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I still need you to watch Queen Charlotte. I'm reading the book right now.
Everyone in my life has been telling me to do that, and I will. I think I'm going to try to watch it in Florida, like, while I'm getting ready and stuff. Because I don't think I'm going to be able to do it on the plane.
Why not? Do you just sleep?
Because I sleep. Yeah. I always fall asleep.
Well, yeah. See, you're smart. I don't know how, like, so sorry, sending out sorrows, prayers to the people that can't sleep on planes. Could not be me. I pass out.
Sometimes I really can't, but I think I'm, like, gonna try to tomorrow. At least
sometimes
for one
I
leg.
Also think I'm, like, sometimes I also think I'm, like, narcoleptic, though, and I just pass out anyway.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I'll pass out on, like, a 50-minute flight down to SoCal, like, down to L.A., but when I fly cross-country, I literally cannot, like, fall asleep at all.
I should not be able to pass out as quickly as I do on Disney World rides, but it still happens. So, a synopsis of this week's episode. When the search for Maddie's killer puts Simon in real jeopardy and exposes Maddie's connection to the living world, Maddie must navigate Split River High's spooky spectral underbelly, first alone and then with the help of her fellow ghosts. What's your first note?
Well, first off, I just want to say I really like this episode for some reason. I think because we got, like, to know more about the ghosts. But, just talking about how Maddie... Wait, what is happening? Oh, this is when, like, Simon's taking a test, right? And she's trying to unlock Mr. Anderson's phone.
Yeah.
Simon is so bold for just grabbing that phone.
Well, also, Simon's just kind of... Like, well, to everyone else, appears to be, like, zoned out, just looking straight forward. But, I mean, we know he's looking at Maddie. But Mr. Anderson's like, Simon, look at your own paper. He's clearly looking straight in front of him. Like, he's not looking at anyone's paper.
Yeah, like, I can't see under if I'm staring straight.
I'm not, like... I don't have 360 vision all around me to focus on.
How are you going to see the
here?
Next person's desk? Like, I cannot see that far.
He's seeing through the person in front of him onto their paper. Plot twist, Simon can see through people. That's why he can see the ghost. Yeah, so Simon snatches Mr. Anderson's phone. The ghosts are coming up with some weekend fun. They're putting their suggestions up on the board. I wrote them all down. They've got a barbecue, karaoke, movie night, a ping pong tourney. Rhonda says to recite all of Ginsburg and trivia.
I feel like out of my top two would be movie night and karaoke.
I need, like, a clip of the ghosts doing karaoke. That's like, a need now.
I would love that.
I need it as a bit. So, Maddie comes in and asks the ghosts if they've seen anything involving Mr. Anderson. They have not. And Simon could not get Mr. Anderson's password for his phone. So they have the phone, but it's not doing him a lot of help. We've got Nicole still convinced that Maddie's alive and going to HorrorCon.
She's like, really adamant about HorrorCon.
She said she's a horror stan. She will be there.
Maddie will not miss HorrorCon.
She would not miss it. What's my horror con? And I'll think of something for you. Like, just something you know I would be there. Like, I'm not gonna...
Like, a I'm con or, miss. Like, in general? Or, like, anything? Like, a con, I feel like you wouldn't miss a Stranger Things con. Like, a creation Stranger Things con. If, like... Joe was there.
You got me there.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I've missed plenty throughout the years.
No. You didn't let me finish.
for you. Well, I feel like the clear one is, like, One Direction reunion.
Oh, yeah.
Or if Niall was on tour and, like, going to the Bay Area and you were missing, I'd be like, Lauren's not missing the Niall concert. Like.
Yes, exactly. But also.
I would be like, Lauren will be at the Niall concert.
The number one thing is definitely One Direction reunion, though. Have you seen everything, like, real quick? Have you seen everything going on about it? Like, what Liam said about the new group chat and stuff?
No.
Liam said that they just made a new group chat, and there's all these little, like, demois rumors and all these little things. And me, personally, I'm not feeding into the delusions. I do not think they're coming back anytime soon. But I would also love to be proven wrong.
Mom likes Meltdown.
That doesn't surprise me. She always pulls through for me.
We were watching The Voice yesterday, and he was doing it. And she was like, I like this. And then she said, I could see Harry singing this song. And I said, yeah.
Did she even know who he was?
Huh? No, she knows he's from One Direction, but she said, like, it had a beat similar to, like, I don't know. But she was like, I could see Harry Styles singing this song.
Period.
No, she enjoyed it. Rhonda says that the other... Oh my god, I'm living for Meltdown, honestly. I think I listened to it today, too. I did.
I still like Heaven more than Meltdown. But
I don't know. I feel like they're both different vibes for me. It really depends on what I'm feeling at the time. Yeah. Maddie is saying that she's going to go to the other ghosts in the school for some help. Like, the ones that are stuck, as the ghosts say. And Rhonda says that they're spinning like tops and they're just living in a loop of the day they died. And they're in, like, a trance-like state. And if Maddie goes to talk to them or mess with them, then, like, they could spin out and think that Maddie had something to do with what happened to them, or, like, Maddie could get stuck in a loop herself.
Mm-hmm.
So Rhonda's like, bad things could happen. I love the ongoing movie argument between Charlie and Wally trying to figure
at the shelves
out what to watch for movie night. Well, because we get the first bit of it when they're picking out what to do, and Charlie's like, well, watching the same 5 sports movies isn't really that fun.
And he ain't wrong.
And Wally is just, like, living for Rudy. Like, Wally just loves Rudy.
I had a teacher in high school that anytime we had, like, a rainy day or he didn't want to do anything, we would only watch Rudy. So I don't know how many times I've seen that freaking movie.
I feel like my teachers never had us watch movies. I'm trying to think of, like, the movies that we watched. I watched The Patriot in 8th grade history class.
Oh my god, how do you remember exactly when?
Because it was my favorite teacher.
Oh, okay. That makes sense then.
We started National Treasure in 8th grade biology whenever we had statewide testing. We started it, but then we never finished it, and I was annoyed, as if I hadn't seen the movie before that we didn't finish it. I literally cannot think of, like, movies that we watched in high school, if any. We watched 12 Angry Men in English class 1 year. I think we watched, what is it, To Kill a Mockingbird.
That's like,
I think we watched
school, that's like school movies though.
Yeah. No, the one that I remember the most was a day in 5th grade when there was someone with a gun in a neighborhood near our school, so the school went on lockdown. And
you watched a movie?
Yeah, because we were just stuck in the classroom. We had nothing to do. And he wasn't, like, at the school. He was at a neighborhood near the school. They just put the school on lockdown, like, as a precaution. So we were just in the classroom with nothing to do. And this kid in my class, Caleb, was like, I got movies in my backpack. And my teacher was like, well, what do you have? And he was like, I got Megamind. I got Kick-Ass. I got, and she goes, let's go with the first one. And so,
let's go with Megamind.
And so while the school was on lockdown, we sat in our classroom and watched Megamind because this kid had it in his backpack for whatever reason.
Oh my God.
So Rhonda says Dawn died in 1972. Hi friends, editing Ivy here in the future. You are about to hear a 2 to 5 minute discussion of us talking about Rhonda and Dawn's timeline at school, being in school at the same time. And you see, the funny thing is, we're just plain wrong. I watched the behind the scenes special about school spirits, and Sari Arkin herself confirmed that Rhonda died in 63. So don't know where we got 74 or whichever year we mentioned, but would just like to clear the air that we are wrong. So enjoy this very incorrect conversation. Back to the episode. So would Dawn and Rhonda not have gone to school together?
When did Rhonda go to school?
Rhonda died 74.
So maybe, oh wait. So they maybe Dawn was... Yeah, they would. They should have, right? If the math is mathing.
Or maybe Dawn was a freshman and Rhonda...
I'm thinking, like Dawn must have been really young. Maybe and then Rhonda...
Like...
Because Rhonda was like a senior,
eventually,
right?
Got older and then passed away. I think.
Yeah, because... Well, didn't she get accepted to, like... Berkeley or something?
She got accepted to Berkeley.
Yeah.
So
she's definitely a senior.
So and Rhonda would have been a senior.
Yeah.
And Wally was a senior. Charlie, I don't know if we... Did Charlie say, like, what grade he was in when he died?
Not that I remember.
I feel like Charlie gives... Sophomore or junior. I don't think Charlie was a senior. I don't know. I was just thinking about those years and, like, how they crossed over. Because I was,
I'm trying to think fashion, too. So, like, I think what we're saying would make sense.
Like, if Dawn was younger and died, and so she would have been older than Rhonda, but in those couple years, like, Rhonda ended up surpassing her age. But even then, no, because if Rhonda was a senior...
I think Rhonda was... a sophomore or no was a yeah
was a junior when she died
sophomore or junior no. when Dawn died because you said Rhonda was 74 right
let me go back to my episode 2 notes because it's in there I'm pretty sure yeah Rhonda was 74 so that means that she her senior year so 74 was a senior year. So in 72, Rhonda would have been a sophomore.
A sophomore, yeah. And maybe Dawn was like a freshman when she died.
Maybe Dawn was like a freshman and Rhonda just like didn't know her or something.
Yeah.
I feel like that would make sense.
Yeah.
Nicole is doing the like school news announcements and stuff. I actually wish my school had these. When I see them in movies and stuff, I think they're, like, entertaining.
Anytime I see it in a movie, I always only think of, like, the Daily Bugle from Spider-Man.
I was gonna say I think of Spider-Man, like Betty.
Yeah. We did not have them. We just had, like, overhead announcements, but not a whole production.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of Betty from Spider-Man, I watched the... Paramount Plus movie with her and Gaten Matarazzo the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Wild twist.
Is it good?
Wild twist at the ending. It was pretty funny. Like, her character isn't really likable, but it, like, I thought it was entertaining.
I thought for the longest time her name was pronounced like Anjori or like Anjori. But isn't it like Anjori? Like I think it was like I think she's in a movie with like Jennifer Garner or something or someone. And they said her name like that.
Like I've always said like Anjori, I think.
I think that's like, yeah, whatever I said or like how you said, that's what I thought. But I swear I just saw someone call her like Anjori. I don't know. And then I meant to look it up, but I was at work, so I forgot to.
No, spoilers for Honor Society, the Paramount Plus original, if you guys are gonna watch it. But
is she in that?
So basically, yeah, she's the main character, her and Gaten Matarazzo. And her character is literally named No, it's a movie. Her character is named Honor, first of all.
Oh, and very on the nose.
And Gaten's character's name is Michael. And so basically Honor is trying to get into Harvard, of course. It's always Harvard. And she's trying to get this like letter of rec from her counselor's friend that's a Harvard alum. And he's like, oh, like perfect, you're like fourth in the running for the letter of rec at the school. And she's like fourth. So then basically the whole movie is her, like the three kids that are ahead of her is this one like jock kid who's like does all the like extracurriculars and like sports and has a good grade point average. This girl Kennedy who's like super like emo and keeps herself and like writes plays to like herself and stuff. And then Michael Gaten's character who's like the stereotypical, like, nerd gets bullied at school and stuff and, like, doesn't really talk to anybody. And so she's essentially like, okay, if I get their minds on things, like, other than school and distract them, then their grades will drop and I'll move up in the running for... So she's, like, messing with their, like, their academics. And she finds out... So with Kennedy... She gets the school to do Kennedy's play for the school production. And then...
Wait, don't tell me the Kennedy's plot twist.
What?
I just realized. I kind of want to watch it now.
Okay. Well, yeah. So basically, she's just, like, messing with their academics and grades and stuff to try to, like, get herself ahead. And I'm like, you kind of suck.
That's actually horrible.
No, because she finds out that, like, the jock kid or whatever, she's, like, watching him, and she sees him and, like, kind of comes to the conclusion and finds out that he's gay, and he's playing the lead role in Kennedy's play, and so he has this girlfriend that he, like, obviously very clearly isn't that into because he's gay, so she convinces him, she's like, well, wouldn't your girlfriend be mad if you, like, kissed another girl in this play? So she gets the lead female role switched to be a guy. So he's invested in the play because he, like, finally gets to be himself, but he's still not out.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I'm like, girl, she's so awful.
That's not good.
When you watch... No, when you watch the movie, you have to let me know, because the twist is, I knew about it, because I'd seen comments on TikTok about it, but I didn't know how it was gonna, like,
play out,
come at you in the movie, and it happened.
Okay, yeah, like, actually,
no.
I love plot twists. I love good plot twists.
Claire is on the, like, news announcements things with Nicole, and Claire's, like, crying and saying, like, the only homecoming that we need is Maddie's. And Nicole just starts freaking coming at her.
Seriously.
On this broadcast. This school-wide broadcast. On air?
This live.
On air. Yeah. This live feed. So Ron is telling Maddie about the other... Oh, the single tear rolling down. Yeah. And then stares directly into the camera as the single tear is rolling down her
performative.
Face. Oscar winning performance, Claire.
Truly.
Rhonda's telling Maddie about the other ghosts at the school, the ones that are stuck in the loop that Maddie's trying to talk to. She says that Mina was crushed by a stage light in 87, hasn't left the theater since. Wally says Yuri is always at the pottery wheel, but he only speaks Russian, he said.
I think
Russian. And then the bus kids, the marching band kids.
Yes.
But then as they're discussing this, Simon comes up and talks to Maddie in front of the other ghosts.
So Rhonda and Wally are shook.
They are shook, and Charlie's like, y'all weren't supposed to know about that.
I would act in surprise, like, oh my god, like, what's happening?
I know, literally. Rhonda and Wally are mad at Charlie for keeping this from them. When Rhonda called Wally out right there about having a crush on Maddie, I was like,
yeah,
damn, Rhonda.
She's not holding back. I mean, she's big mad, and Wally is too, but Wally's trying to be like the peacemaker.
Yeah. I like rewound it the first time I watched this episode to make sure that's what she said when she was like, oh, what, you're trying not to lose it in front of your crush? And I was like, oh.
She is ruthless.
Because like we'd seen Wally up until this point. We'd seen him like nervous and stuttery around her.
Yeah.
But this was the confirmation that she was like, yeah, you like her. So Maddie goes on the catwalk to talk to Mina. And Mina confuses Maddie for an actor. And she's pretty much just like stuck tightening the lights. Like, that's it. She's like, I'm making sure that what happened to me isn't going to happen to somebody else.
She's all about safety.
Claire hands Nicole a homecoming poster of herself and is like, in case you need it. Need like, it for what? Well,
I know it's all over the school.
Like, in what circumstance would I need this? And then she hands her a homecoming cupcake with like a C on it. Did people at your school like market themselves like?
Not at that level. I mean,
campaign is what campaign. I'm trying to say.
People campaigned, like we would make the most it would be posters and videos. There was never like cupcakes or anything like that, or like bribery, almost.
The homecoming cupcakes always make me think of Wendy Wu.
Oh my gosh.
Where she's making, like, what, like, 500 cupcakes or something for the school. We literally, this was the thing. No one at our school ever campaigned for homecoming. Nobody, like, asked people to vote for them or stuff. Except there was one couple our senior year that the girl was like, you guys should vote for us for homecoming. like, going around telling people and, like, posting it online and stuff. And I was like,
did they lose?
No, they won.
Oh man, I wanted to hear that they lost.
Or I don't know if it was homecoming or prom. But I don't know if it was homecoming or prom, but I was like, you're the only one in this building asking people to vote. We didn't for you. Like
I can't remember if we voted for prom. But I feel like we would, because how else would it have been chosen?
We did. We right? did. The whole, like, senior class was on a paper. And you... See, our school was so weird about homecoming and stuff, because for homecoming, it was, like, the entire school was just, like, up for it.
Mm.
And so, if one person... I think, like, senior year... The boy that won homecoming or something had, like, 11 votes to his name. Because the whole school is so broad that, like, this person might have, like, 4. This person might have 5. But it's, like, no one.
Yeah.
It's, like, the whole school isn't voting for one
It should
person.
Be narrowed down at least to, like, a grade.
I know.
My my prom, for prom, my prom date won king, but I did not win queen. It's fine.
The couple that won king and queen my junior year won senior sweethearts in the yearbook the next year, and they were literally broken up before the year was even over.
Oh, shoot, never mind. I thought that was going to be a happy ending.
Oh, no, she's, like, married now to somebody else, and he's dating someone else. But, yeah, they were literally broken up before the year was even over, so by the time we got the yearbook with them in it as senior sweethearts, like, they weren't even together.
Yikes.
Oopsies. Dawn is in the theater, and she's talking about how much she loves it in there. She always finds things, like phones and things, and she's talking about how excited she gets by our, like, means of communication in today.
Mm-hmm.
I died the first time when she asked, when she was like, what happened to Vine anyway?
I just really like her character. Like, I wish she was, like, I kind of wish she was part of the, like, the main.
In, like, the core four?
Yeah.
Obviously, then it wouldn't be core four, but still.
Yeah. Core five. They could do it.
Core five. The band kids went to regionals and won, but they didn't make it to state before their rec. And I love it when Dawn's like, you should let me go with you because I speak bongo.
I was so confused because you know how during the scene when they go talk to the band people, the camera's focusing on the patch on their uniform. I was like, what is this focus? Like,
like and what are we looking at right now?
Yeah, the whole time I was thinking of like what the devil would mean, because obviously the mascot back then was the devil. So I was just thinking, like, what could it have been? Mm-hmm. And obviously I was thinking about the wrong thing.
When I think of a devil mascot getting changed, it makes me think of Easy A. Where they had Penn Badgley in that massive woodchuck suit.
Yeah.
And he has the piece of wood. And it was like, you saw how excited everybody was before when he came out, like, flipping and stuff as the Blue Devil. And then he came out and he was like, let's go woodchucks. And he has the piece of wood with the giant teeth on his head. And he goes, hi, hi, hi. Oh my god. So funny. There's a sign on the wall for a science fair, but it says science fair Tuesday PM. There's no time.
Tuesday PM. My favorite time of the day.
Tuesday PM. Just anytime after 12, you're good.
Yeah. You're at the science fair.
You're at the science fair. That's what it is. The police are questioning Simon. Because Mr. A sold him out.
Frames him.
Nicole is taking Xavier with her to HorrorCon. And she's like ranting about Claire. Will not stop talking about Claire. That's a whole topic of discussion. And she killed me whenever, or he killed me whenever she was like, you're supposed to join the conversation. Like, we're talking about how Claire is so awful. And he goes, oh, my bad. I thought you had both sides covered.
Yeah. And then what does he say? He says, he's just like, oh, yeah, Claire sucks.
Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah, on the topic of Claire, like, she sucks. And Nicole,
I thought he wasn't going to tell Nicole, but then he tells her later.
Yeah, because she's asking how he's that close with Claire, and she's like, why are you, like, reacting like this? Mr. Anderson handed over the piece of Maddie's phone to the police, so that's why they're being suspicious over Simon. And then Simon flubs up whenever he's talking, and he's like, because we thought we could trust, or I thought I could trust him. And I'm like, ugh, Simon.
And they're like, who's we?
Who is we? Why'd you say we? The cops tell Simon that they think that Maddie just ran away to get out of town, and she's like, oh, she probably needed the help of, like, a good friend to make it look like she's missing, so that it didn't just look like she ran away.
Like, in hindsight, Yeah, that's a good plan.
Y'all, my tattoo has reached the point where it's so itchy right now. It's killing me.
Oh, no. R.I.P.
So, Xavier tells Nicole about him cheating on Maddie. And Nicole is like, just wait in the car. Like, out of all people, I should not have brought you here to bring Maddie home. But, like...
I'm like...
Oh, I forget that she...
Why didn't you just kick him out before?
I forget that she says, like, if she found out about it and she was mad, maybe that's why she ran away. Because I was like, as far as they know, Maddie doesn't know about this. So, like... But
for some reason, I also thought Nicole knew this whole time. Like, I thought she found out with Simon. But I think I just made that up in my head.
No, because Simon found out from Maddie.
Oh, because Maddie overheard. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, so at HorrorCon, Nicole's, like, looking around, literally just asking all these people, like, have you seen my friend Maddie? Have you seen my friend Maddie here? And all these people are like, no. And Xavier puts on a creepy freaking mask to go look around. And then Nicole is fully going off. Also, when she's looking around,
I was like, why is she acting scared? Like, you are at HorrorCon.
Well, didn't Simon and Maddie... I can't remember if they've said this yet or not, but I think Nicole, like, doesn't like horror movies.
Oh, so she was just going for them.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
I don't think we're at the point in the show yet that they've said that, but yeah, like, she doesn't like them. She kind of just, like, yeah, likes them for Maddie and Simon.
Got it.
But Nicole is, like... losing it, having a full-on breakdown, sobbing to Xavier. And she's like, she's not here. She's gone. And then Xavier's talking about how, like, she's like, you were supposed to be the one to protect her. You were, and you hurt her. And Xavier's like, yeah, and I have to live with that for the rest of my life or whatever. And listen, cheating does suck, but could you imagine that being, like, the last thing that
you I wrote did, the same like, thing when down. You saw somebody? Like you do have to deal with... The cheater does have to deal with that.
Yeah, like, he literally has to deal with him cheating on her being, like... That was truly the last interaction they had was, like, when he stole her phone.
Yeah, because of what he did.
Because he was cheating. I was like, damn. That's rough. I mean, you brought it on yourself, but that's rough.
Yeah, I mean, you suck, but yeah, that's rough.
Yeah. Charlie comes out to comfort Maddie. And
I love that shot of them lying on the grass.
Of them laying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love the shots in this show. I think this, like, there's a shot next week in the next episode. Of Maddie and Wally on the football field that I don't know what it is about it, but it's just, it's such a pretty vantage point. Charlie is giving kind of his backstory of his unfinished business because he's saying all the ghosts have unfinished business. And he says that Emilio, Mr. Figueroa, is his unfinished business. And we get flashbacks to, like, all these homophobic guys making fun of Charlie, and Emilio is like, oh, like, back home people said that about me too, and they were right. And so, like, they fall in love, and Charlie's talking about how, like, fast he fell for him, and Charlie was not out yet. And we find out that Emilio told Charlie's parents about them without asking Charlie and outed him to his parents, which is not the move.
No.
It's a love Victor kind of situation.
And it's like,
which
you should just double check with your partner. Like, even if you think you know, just double check.
I know. So Charlie wrote him a really mean letter that he dropped in Emilio's locker about how angry he was with him and how he never loved him and never wanted to see him again. And that was the day that Charlie died, so that was the last thing that Charlie said to Emilio.
That hurts. That's pretty heartbreaking.
It literally broke me.
Like...
And what's worse is that Charlie said he watched Emilio read the letter that said he never wanted to see him again.
Honestly, though, like, Emilio's strong for, like, coming back and staying at that school and coming back to teach at that school. Because I feel like I could not come back because I have that memory associated with it.
Mm-mm. No, you're absolutely right. And Charlie makes a comment at the end and he's like, hey, like... We're all Split River Devils. And Maddie's like, but I'm not. She's like, I'm a bandit. And she finds out that they changed the mascot name after the bus crash because, I mean, very valid. The other kids were like, we don't really want to wear these uniforms that, like, our friends died in and, like, we were in a car crash. So, I mean, that makes sense. Yeah. I understand the, like, that they were like, the parents thought that, like, the devil name was, like, the cause of the crash. And but understandable that they were like, we don't want to wear this again.
Yeah, because I don't think I would want to.
Wally and Rhonda agree with Charlie to not have Maddie tell Mr. Martin and the other ghosts about her being able to talk to Simon. They agree that it should be kept a secret. Mm-hmm. I love the Core Four. I love them.
I do, too.
Maddie's like, okay, we're going to go and try to talk to Mina again, but this time we're going to appreciate her like she wants, so we're going to bring her some flowers. And Maddie shows her the bandit patch.
Bring flowers to your stagehands, people.
Yeah, bring flowers to your stagehands. Thank your stagehands. Everybody puts in the work. Yeah. Even the people you don't see. And Mina says the bandit patch is from Mr. Anderson. She says he's always in there banging around. And so they go under the stage, and they're looking around. And Wally finds a uniform invoice sheet for $40,000 that was unpaid by Mr. Anderson. That's a lot of money. Like, how big is their marching band? And how much are the uniforms per person?
Seriously.
I feel, because, like, I don't know how much, like, school uniforms cost and, like, sports uniforms cost. I'm sure marching band uniforms are, like, a heavy penny.
Mm-hmm.
But 40K?
40K is a lot.
And they said the boosters raised all that? I was like, damn.
In Split River? I don't even know where it is.
in Split River? It's in... Wisconsin, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. We should. What if we just call Autumn up and ask how much her baton uniforms were?
Now take that, and how many of those would you need for $40,000?
Let's talk about how Simon is bold enough to just barge into, like, a teacher meeting.
Into the staff meeting?
Yeah, I feel like I could not do that.
Yeah, Simon comes in, and he's like, the boosters raised all this money for new uniforms, but Mr. Anderson never ordered them. He just took the money that they raised and is using the old uniforms that the bus kids died in and replacing them with the new bandit patches. How do you even think to do that, honestly? That's kind of, like, genius.
I feel like I would have... Yeah. Like, but I was
like, it's messed up, but props money? To him, that's because, like, I wouldn't even think of that.
No.
Why does he need the money? Because he's a teacher. He's balling
on a budget. Oh, okay, so it's just for him? I wasn't sure if it's, like,
something else. Because he's poor and greedy.
And then he gets arrested.
But Maddie and Simon are talking. Yeah, he gets arrested, and Maddie and Simon are like, if they take his phone, like, we're never gonna find out what was on it. So Simon still has the phone. And they're all sad. And Simon gives Maddie his sweater. Because he's like, I can't hug you. But my sweater can.
That was so sweet.
Their friendship is, like, it makes me so sad.
Yeah.
The gym movie night setup that the ghosties got going on is sick.
I would love that.
They got, like, the couches in there, the full projector screen. Like, it looks so nice. They got their little popcorn buckets. They're watching Ghosts, I believe. That's what they're watching, right?
Yeah. So easy.
Because I know, because Charlie was like, I know it's a bit on the nose. Maddie tells Charlie to write down what he wants to say to Emilio, and she's going to find a way to get it to him, which is so sweet. Wally crying over the movie when he's like, this is so much better than Rudy.
And it is. I'd rather watch that than freaking Rudy for every rainy day.
Rhonda goes to Mr. Martin and says that she wants him to help her cross over like Janet did because she's tired of just watching classes and classes graduate and she's stuck there.
It's just so sad. And I would, like, especially after seeing this new ghost and how, like, she has Simon, you know? Because she's looking through the window, right? When they're having their convo.
Yeah, because she's watching Maddie and Simon talk. Yeah.
I feel like that would send me over the edge.
Yeah. We have Dawn in there taking a picture for her socials. And she says she knows everyone's passwords. She's so funny. I love Dawn.
I really like her.
So Dawn says that she knows everyone's passwords, and she tells Maddie Mr. Anderson's password, and Maddie's run in to try to catch Simon to tell Simon Mr. Anderson's password. Screaming at my screen. As she was trying to make it to the bus stop.
I was like, run, girl! She kept stopping.
And they call the last number that Mr. Anderson called the night that Maddie went missing, and it is Claire's number.
I was shook. Obviously I knew Claire is somehow part of it, but because they, like, this episode they highlighted her more. But mm-hmm. I sure was shook.
I sure was shook.
While homecoming dress shopping? Dang.
While all the friends are around?
Yeah. I'm telling you, I love these cliffhangers.
This show is so good. I'm so excited.
What I don't love, though, is that I now have to wait a week and a half to watch the next episode.
Yeah.
What was this? We're halfway through now, huh? Uh-huh.
That's your own fault.
I know. But this is the halfway, right? Four?
Yeah. There's eight.
Dang.
Anything else?
I don't believe so. I'm trying to think. I don't think so. So we will be seeing you next week. I was going to say, watch our, I'll post some stuff in Florida, but by the time this is up, I will be home. So hopefully you have already seen the posts I was making in Florida. Hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Just For A Podcast if you want to discuss school spirits, if you want to discuss HSM, TMTS, or whatever else you want.
This podcast is distributed on Spotify for Podcasters, which is a podcast app where you can record and distribute your podcast anywhere podcasts are heard, such as Apple Podcasts. You can leave us a rate and review wherever you're listening. You can use the link in the description below to leave us a voice message. We always like to hear those from you guys, as well as the link in the description below to shop our merch store. We still have to make our Milo Man Whore.
Milo Man Whore.
All right, until next week, we'll just reiterate, give your stage hands their flowers. Be kind to your stage hands. Appreciate them. And with that, we will see you all next week. Goodbye.
Bye.